This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick.
And I'm Sarah Gonzalez. Todd and I are filling in together for John Hockenberry today. John is back tomorrow.
And we begin this hour with a look at internet privacy rules. It's no secret that internet consumers are often willing to consent to user agreements before they bother to read the fine print. So it might be surprising to you to know that internet service providers like Verizon and Comcast are currently free to sell data from users' browsing history to advertisers.
During the final months of the Obama presidency, the Federal Communications Commission created a set of regulations aimed at granting internet privacy protections to the public. Those rules would have required internet service providers to get permission from users before selling their private data to advertisers. But it doesn't look like that will happen. Those protections are set to be one of the casualties of the Republican-led Congress's rollback of federal regulations. Last week, in a 50-48 party line vote, the Senate moved to repeal the internet privacy regulations. And yesterday, the House also voted in favor of the repeal, following a debate filled with urgent pleas by Democrats like California Representative Anna Eshoo.
This is a big one. This is really a big one. Congress is poised today to betray the American people on one of the issues they care the most about, their privacy. Their privacy. Every single one of us cares about it, and so do the American people.
Dallas Harris is a policy fellow at Public Knowledge. It's a nonpartisan consumer advocacy group based in Washington, D.C. She joins me now to explain how concerned internet users should be about this renewed loss of privacy. Dallas Harris, hi, and welcome to The Takeaway.
Well, thanks for having me.
What kind of personal data do internet service providers want to use?
Well, they want to use every piece of personal data that they can get their hands on.
Okay.
So that includes every website you visit, your geolocation, any information about your health, finances, about children, things that we would traditionally consider sensitive, they want to use without getting your permission first, essentially.
And how would they use it?
For marketing. Internet service providers, I like to say, they want to be the new Mad Men. They want to be the new big advertisers on the block. And they feel that they have some sort of right to be able to use the information they collect about you to make additional money through advertising revenue streams.
The protections that were put in place by Obama haven't actually gone into effect, though, that are meant to protect our privacy. They were supposed to go into effect later this year. So is this repeal something that consumers will actually feel?
Well, I do think they will actually feel this. The big difference between then and now, although the rules hadn't gone into effect, is that we had a Federal Communications Commission that was ready and willing to first make rules about privacy, put internet service providers on notice that they would be serious about regulating privacy. And now we have a Federal Communications Commission and a majority there that has made it clear that internet service providers will not be under any strict standards. So regardless of the fact that the rules haven't come into effect, there will be some real difference on how internet service providers perceive their obligations under the law.
Overturning the privacy protections is considered a victory for the internet service providers. They celebrated the House vote yesterday. But Dallas, what's the strongest argument in favor of internet providers being able to sell our online history to advertisers?
Well, I really struggle to find one. And you know, what's important here is to note that the rules didn't prohibit them from selling personal information. It just said they needed to ask their customers first. I find that to be an extremely reasonable request on behalf of internet service providers, that they simply just ask you before they use your information, especially your sensitive information. Internet service providers, they argue that, well, other companies like Google or Facebook or other websites that are on the edge of the internet get to use your information in different ways because they're regulated by the Federal Trade Commission. But the truth is, internet service providers hold a privileged position where they are the gatekeeper between you and access to the internet. So they necessarily need to be more responsible and more responsive to their customers' needs.
Why do internet service providers have different standards than phone and cable companies and also internet companies like Google or like Netflix?
Well, they're subject to different parts of the law, right? So internet service providers are subject to Section 222 of the Telecommunications Act. Other sites like Facebook, Google, they simply are not under that section of the law. And the Federal Trade Commission regulates those entities. There is a free market out there for web services. There is no free market when it comes to your internet service provider. Most people only have access to one or two. So the regulatory schemes are a bit different. And if we are to make sure internet service providers are on a level playing field with others, then really what we need to do is up that level of protection, not have a race to the bottom.
Do you think that the regulations would have really done much to help consumer privacy? I mean, we know that a lot of the user agreements, we sort of agree to them without really reading them.
That is a big problem that we are constantly thinking about, right? The long legalese type disclosures. But I do think that if consumers were presented with the proposition beforehand, we want to use your information to market you better shoes, right? To give you more relevant advertisements. There are plenty of consumers out there who will make the choice, right? The question is just, do they have informed consent? And, you know, as long as the customer is willing to do so, then I have no qualms with that. And if the information is presented to the customer up front, there is no question that they will automatically feel in more control over how their information is used. And that was the goal of these rules.
And for internet consumers who want maybe a little bit more control, what are some services available for internet users who want to encrypt or hide their browsing activity?
Yeah, well, you know, this is a really tough issue. So everyone could go out and get a VPN, a virtual private network. The problem is then you just trade off all of your information to your VPN provider instead of your internet service provider. So you could do that if you are tech savvy enough, if you happen to have the spare change to get a VPN. But that's not the case for everybody. And I really think the way that we should be thinking about it is that it's internet service providers' obligations to keep our privacy protected. And the moment that people feel they have to take their privacy into their own hands to this degree, that's a failure of public policy.
Hey, Dallas Harris is a policy fellow at Public Knowledge. It's a nonpartisan consumer advocacy group based in Washington, D.C. Dallas, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.